It's hard enough to deal with the financial burden of losing a job, but there's also a loss of identity. How will you see yourself outside of that career? Chris Eshigarai experienced this firsthand when his job as a reporter was cut during the recession. He talked to WPLN's Emily Siner in our live series Movers and Thinkers about weathering an identity crisis after a layoff.
As the child of immigrants, Chris Eshigarai has spent a lot of time in other countries and cultures, and he's noticed Americans are especially interested in each other's line of work.
We're wrapped up in our occupations. You know, when we travel abroad, you know, in the first 5 minutes, people don't ask you, what do you do? And also friends and family make it tough. Oh, here's my reporter friend, Chris.
That's how people define
you. That's how people define you. It makes it tough.
Chris had been a journalist at the Tennessean, and he was immersed in it. The industry was struggling, but he didn't have an exit plan.
So, you know, when the Tennessean was like, yeah, we'll pay you to stay home, I was like, okay. But, yeah, I'm not going to romanticize this. I didn't know what lay ahead. I kept freelancing, I kept writing, I kept doing things that I was comfortable with, but I didn't know what to transition to.
Chris says, to be honest, he spent a lot of time feeling sorry for himself. But eventually, he stumbled upon a job at Metro Nashville Public Schools. Using his bilingual skills and his own background, he now helps immigrant families integrate into the school system.
You can't go from being a reporter with this ethos or this mission of shining a light in dark places or trying to, you know, comfort the afflicted, afflict the comfortable, and be like, let me go work for the EpiPen guy and let me work for a communication strategy so he could support his, like, 1,000% uptick on the EpiPen. You know, so, like, I had to do something that aligned with my ethos, with my mission. You know, I put my head on the pillow every night and I'm okay.
Because, he says, at the end of that major transition, he still feels like himself. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Emily Siner.
Listen to an extended interview with three people who've had to reinvent themselves in the latest episode of Movers and Thinkers. You can find that on podcast.wpln.org.